Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pro football full circle.
Circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle!
Running in today's edition of Pro Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 159. Joe Lisi, George Kurtz, and Mike Carver live from L.A. will be joining in talking about Super Bowl 56. Doesn't get better than this, George, right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook. L.A., a solid four-point favorite, minus 112. Total is set at 48.5 at minus 110. We had media day kickoff basically Sunday night into yesterday. You've had an opportunity to really take in all the sights and sounds of LA. Sports Grid's out there for the full week covering both teams. Have you had a sense, George, right now, that, you know, things are starting to culminate into just basically an offensive explosion Sunday afternoon? I know everybody's lying on the under, methodical, low-scoring game, but I'll be the only one on Sports Grid to say I think there are going to be fireworks Sunday night.
And don't we know it? Now, listen, we'll see if Joe's going to be happy about that. In-game live Sunday night with Joe and I doing it along with Wetzel and Kevin Wall. So we'll see Joe on air. I don't think it's going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be like a medium-scoring game, really, what I think. But I just don't see you think it's going to be 55-60 points. I don't know if I see that.
On our network that I've heard yet say that they're buying into the over. Not one. I haven't heard one. Maybe I missed it, but I'll be the first to say I think in the high 50s, 60s, no doubt in this ball game, both offenses are going to eat and get theirs in this matchup.
The funny thing is, I don't know what fan. I haven't been keeping track, but if nobody's betting the over but you, I would probably like you. Your chance is much better, by the way, because there's no way all of us are going to be right on the under. Then, just going against the trend at all. I just don't see these two teams lining it up. I really think the Bengals want to establish the run. Unless they might get away from it, because once again, if you're running the ball but you're not getting anywhere and you punt to get away and the Rams score a couple of touchdowns, well, then the run game goes bye-bye. That'll play into what you're hoping for here. I think it's going to be more of a controlled game for both teams. I think the only way one team really gets into the 30s as far as points is if it's just snowballing. Things are going wrong, and they're going wrong. So here we go, and it's going to be a blowout game here. I think it's going to be a close game, a good close game here. Except for me, if I had to pick a final score right now, I'm going 27-21 Rams.
27-21. That's a boring game, George. I mean, that's like first half we might have 20 total points. Second half, maybe one team breaks through. I want to see nonstop action, and not just offensive action. I want to see the defenses get involved, and I think we can see some turnovers in this matchup. We do have a quarterback in Matt Stafford that went through the stretch for this year, three straight games with a pick six. He buckled down in the second half of the season, obviously stepped up throughout the playoffs. We do have defenses that maybe bend but don't break, give up a lot of yards. We've seen it throughout the playoffs, right? Kansas City moved the football. We even seen Tampa Bay move the football on LA in the second half of that matchup. So if the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, Matt Stafford, get into a rhythm early, we might see some other playmakers get involved. Now, here's the thing. We know Cooper Kupp's going to eat. We know OBJ most likely will get an opportunity to showcase his talents, especially inside the red zone. But outside of that, outside of Ja'Marr Chase, outside of obviously T. Higgins that have stepped up, can you see the potential for an offensive player to maybe steal the MVP? Maybe it's Joe Mixon. Can you see Cam Akers or Sony Michel stepping up from an offensive perspective and maybe taking the limelight away from one of these offensive stars from both teams?
Well, yeah, yes, we'll start with the Rams here since you left up with them. It's hard for me to see one of the running backs doing it because they're going to split the carry somewhat, right? So it's been very difficult to win that MVP. I mean, well, listen, Akers could go to a great start, right? And all of a sudden, you know, we don't hear from Sonny Michel again. He's on the back of a milk cart because Akers is playing so well. Yeah, that could happen, but I don't think I'm going to be gambling on that. We know, for the most part, the MVP is a quarterback award. And so it's really hard for a receiver to win it because, well, the quarterback's throwing on the ball. You know, so anything he gets, let's just say the giggles here. Kupp goes nuts for 182 yards, three touchdowns. Great, great. But Stafford did better than that. Obviously, you know, he threw for at least three touchdowns, maybe more if he threw one to OBJ there. And he's probably throwing over 340 yards in that case. You know, with all the yards he would have thrown to OBJ, to Beckham, to Van Jefferson, and whoever else is out there. So that's why it's so hard for a receiver to win that award. It's extremely difficult. I don't see the running backs being able to do it. I think if there's someone who's going to do it, for me, it would be Joe Mixon. That's who I'd go with, because I do think the Bengals want to establish that run game. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he is. I doubt very much he is. But if I was going to bet on somebody other than a quarterback, that's who it would be, because Mixon, we know he's the sole guy there. Right, he could have a big game, you know. And no one, by the way, if Mixon wins it, it also plays to my game. It's under, because then you're looking at a game where he went for 135 yards, two touchdowns, and the final score was, you know, 23-17.
We'll see. Per ESPN, George, Super Bowl 56 is setting up to be the most heavily bet game, with an estimated $7.61 billion potentially wagered on this particular game. When we come back, we'll break it down. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back, Pro Football Full Circle, coming to you here from the beautiful Los Angeles Convention Center in LA, Super Bowl 56. Mike Carver here on the left coast, Joe Lisi and George Kurtz on the right coast, the east coast. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? I joined you a little late, but I'm still with you. How's everybody doing over there? Is it cold today in New York? Give me a little status update. How cold is it?
It's a balmy 40, Carver, but we got to get your 40? Alarm clocks. We got to get the alarm clock set a little bit, like 10, 15 minutes earlier. You're running consistently late here, but it's all right. We held it down for you.
Now, you know, Joe, that's not my fault, Joe, because when I went out for my morning walk at 5:30 a.m., it was probably 40 here. So it's not going to be 40 the rest of the day. It'll be probably, you know, 75, 80 by the time I walk out of this building later on this afternoon. But there we go. It's good to be with you boys, as always. I heard you guys before talking. We, of course, diving into these props. Everybody talked yesterday. You love those media days, right? The virtual media days where everybody's sitting there, you know, with the Gatorade background behind them, saying absolutely nothing of significance. Those are really – you bring all those players and coaches in there, and nobody says anything worth its salt, Joe. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's great, Carver. It's great. I mean, what do you expect these guys to say? You know, at the end of the day, I mean, they want, yeah, we're going to give the offense and defense game plans for Sunday. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We're going to give everybody a nice read on what we're going to do. I mean, come on. Some of the questions, too. I mean, what did you have for the last 3 weeks, you know, prior to going on the road? I had Purina and Gatorade. I mean, come on.
Did you hear him asking Stafford who would play in a movie? Did you hear that one, Joe? Who would play you? You know, since we're in Los Angeles, who would play you in a movie, Matt? And he's like, oh, geez, that's a tough one. And then he picks like the most gorgeous. He picks the most handsome guy in all of Hollywood, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Of course, no. Matthew Stafford wants Leo DiCaprio. He can't play him in a movie.
No, I'll tell you who Stafford looks like to me. And it just bang, bam. Stafford's a better looking version of Elon Musk.
Oh, God. Oh. He is. He is.
Right?
That's good, Joe. That is really good.
Right? Stafford and Elon Musk are the same person. Just Stafford has more hair, and it's a little lighter, George. No?
And I got Musk in my – yeah, that's good. I like that. He could be his older brother. He could certainly be his older brother. Two guys with a lot of money, Elon Musk. That's pretty good. I like that comparison. I'm trying to think of somebody in my head. DiCaprio certainly didn't come to mind as far as someone looks like him. Probably a better actor, mind you. But I like that one. So now now Joey Silk. Who's going to play Joe Silk?
Well, I tell you what, Macaulay Culkin. To me, I mean, I love that one. I mean, and the fact that Burrow was bought in to Home Alone and that, I love that. I could see, you know, even now, I mean, it's a dead ringer for Joe Burrow. I'm trying to think who else they said Burrow looked like. I don't know if it was somebody on our network, if it was Wetzel. Somebody else brought up another comparison. I wasn't sure, but I love that for Stafford. Elon Musk and Macaulay Culkin. I don't even know how to say his last name. Home Alone. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, come on. Although he gained weight. He gained weight, right? I mean, he's a little beat up, banged up. Now he's in his 50s.
Is he really in his 50s?
Yeah, come on. I'll tell you what. A mop looks better than Macaulay Culkin.
He looks like he's done some hard living.
Yeah, it looks like they put him in Spin Cycle and the dryer for about 2 weeks and said, come on out. You ready now? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, he looked like, I don't want to, he had every side of the building coming down. I mean, unbelievable. But, you know.
By the way, he's only 41.
I hate to say, looks like he's ready for his ARP card. But at the end of the day, these are the questions that you get at Media Day. Because there's nothing else to ask. From a football perspective, you can only ask a certain amount of questions that we've already heard. Hey, how is the relationship between you and OBJ? Oh, it's great. How about Cooper Kupp? Oh, he's fantastic. Great team player. He eats his Wheaties. He eats, you know, he eats pudding at night. The guy's great. I mean, what else are you going to say? You know, I would love at the end of the day for one of these guys to just be honest and say, like, these questions are ridiculous. Do we really have to do this already? I mean, how much can you give the fans? How much is enough? It's a saturation at this point. I mean, we cover it, George, but at the end of the day, it's meaningless information that has no bearing on the game whatsoever.
Oh, you'll get no argument from me. I don't even care about Media Day. Especially now with the Zoom calls, where they don't even do it, where everyone's at the stadium and has their own little podium and such. It's a waste of time. It truly is a waste of time. As you already said, what are we expecting them to say? Oh, you know, OBJ's a jerk. Can't stand playing with this guy. I thought it was a wrong move to pick up him in a trade or signing him as a free agent, whatever it might be. What are we expecting them to say? You know, or you're going to hear a Ram player go, oh, yeah, Joe Burrow's terrible. He's so overrated. You know, we're going to go there. I'm going to kill him. You know, even though it's probably true is what they're thinking, they're not going to say that. It's all roses, you know, and bouquets. Yeah, you know, we love that. Kumbaya, of course. So, yeah, I'm with you right there. It's a waste of time.
All right, let's jump into some of the props that we started yesterday, and we talked about what FanDuel does. Again, if you want props, go to FanDuel. They have a fantastic list in terms of position props, quarterback, running back, wide receiver. They have defensive props, special teams for both kickers. Let's dive into some of them right now, George, in terms of what we have for the weekly specials. We'll go. There's some great value there in terms of what we have overall. Last I saw, we had Chase and we had Cup to get 200 plus receiving yards, and that's positive money, I believe, at 115. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if you believe it's going to be an offensive slugfest with both quarterbacks potentially putting up over 300, you're getting positive value here. Why not jump on that on FanDuel in terms of, you know, if you do want to take a flyer, hey, I'll root for both wide receivers in this matchup.
Yeah, and now, once again, you said if you think it's going to be a use the word shoot. I forget what you used there, but you're right. So I don't believe it's going to be this kind of game. I'm probably not going to do this bet, even though both guys could get over 100 yards. Obviously, the game could still be under. I do think really both teams are going to play a little bend but don't break. I think there'll be lots of yards between the 20s, and then they'll buckle down in the red zone. And make sure they set up a field goal driving and touchdowns here. That wouldn't surprise me at all. If I had to bet on which guy I think has a better chance for over 100, well, that's Cup. As a matter of fact, what was his total? 104.5, I believe, and I think he's going to get it. I do. The obviously is just it's just so filtered through him, and he's so having that kind of year, especially after the catch here. I won't bet the combined that they both get over 100. I don't know if that's going to happen here. I think Chase will come damn close. I don't know if he'll quite get there.
I'm looking to see what the highest one in terms of odds are. We had a couple of that were like 20-1. Last week, the highest one on the board is 20-1 in terms of the offensive lineman to have a receiving touchdown. I don't like that one too much, but I do like this one, and I think it has legs in the sense of 14-1. Now, we talked about it, I believe, on Pro Football Full Circle last week, but if you want to just buckle up and give away, you know, 4-1 odds. I mean, Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp, T. Higgins to have 100-plus receiving yards at 14-1. When we put it in the same game parlay, it came out, I believe, 18-11 on a $100 bet, so it's not really great value. But what about all three of those guys? Let's just talk Chase, Kupp, Higgins to have 100-plus receiving yards in this matchup. Would you buy into that right here, right now, even though you favor a lower scoring game?
No, because now I would definitely do the Chase and Cup before I did all three. Because once again, if all three have it, then I gotta think you got your over. I would have to lean towards the over. I want to look now also how many times Higgins and Chase have had it in the same game. I don't think they both had it. I'll look it up during the break here, but I don't think they both had it in the same game all that often. So no, I would not buy into this.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll look at some other Super Bowl specials. They have Joe Burrow and Matt Stafford to have 350-plus passing yards. That on FanDuel right now is plus 175. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on the grid. Keep it where it
is. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Again from the LA Convention Center. Hi guys, you want me to talk about the weather again, or should we just get right into it? Pro Football Full Circle, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. It is great to have you with us today again right here on the grid. George, I know what you did to me, man. I brought up the weather, and then you must have cut the cord. You don't want to hear me say anymore. It's 80 degrees.
Remember the movie Airplane where Leon is checking out the plug? That's what's going to happen here. If I hear about 80 degrees and sunny in L.A. one more time, I'm pulling the plug again on you.
Why do you let George do that to me, Joe? I mean, honestly, like, I'm just sitting here. I'm trying to get by, and George is knocking me off because I bring up the weather. Joe, I thought you had my back, bro. What happened to you? What happened to you, bro?
I had your back. I always have your back, Carver, okay? Until you went out gallivanting last night with the Sports Grid van. You got the driver racing for Pinks down the boulevard. All right? It was on WPIXLA. I'm watching. I see Cardano chasing after the van. It looked like it looked like the automated Tesla.
That actually did happen on Sunday. Did you hear that story, Joe?
No.
Cardano chased down like a FedEx van to get all the equipment for here. That was
no, that I didn't
California.
Hear.
Yeah, that actually happened. So it,
do we have B-roll of that?
Oh, we do. He took a picture of the FedEx truck. So text him later and said, "Show me the FedEx truck you hailed down on the Highway 5 here in California."
I'll tell you what.
Equipment for the show.
I'll tell you what, though. Carver, what I was thinking about doing, and I was in a little randy of a mood last night, okay?
Were you?
You know, I was texting you throughout the day, right, as,
you
know, the highs and lows of my evening progressed. And there was a part of my mind that said, you know, I got to call up the hotel room and leave a message for Carver. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll just, "Hey, Carver, it's Pharrell. I lost something. You gotta go get it." Right? That's what I was. Yeah. That's what I was doing. "Carver, it's Pharrell." That's what I was trying to do. And then a part of me became nice and said, "What if Carver's running around L.A. 3 o'clock in the morning for Pharrell? He thinks, and it's
no
me
shot.
Breaking chops on him."
Right? I'm gonna tell you guys again. Early bedtime last night. It was just three nights in a row. I was in bed before 11 o'clock L.A. time. Three nights in a row. Now, I'm not telling you that's going to be the case all week, but three nights in a row I was asleep before 11 o'clock. I mean,
I do not believe that. Can I bet on that? There's no way you got to bed in L.A. at 11 o'clock. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what happened, Joe. That's how it goes, my man. I mean, we had to take care of business last night. I was asleep before 11. I'm up at 5:30. I do the little walk, and then I come over here to the convention center. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I got Cardano telling me the same story, by the way. You know, when I was busting shots with him on texting.
He's only slept two hours since we've been here.
I think you guys talked to lawyers. I think you all got some PR going. This is what we'll tell everybody that's back left on the in New York and Jersey. We're going to tell them that we all went to bed early. Nothing's going on here. And we're all having a good time. Let's keep to this story here. It'll be fine.
Oh, boy. No, you're right. We're having a good time. And I did talk to you last night, Joe. I gave you a little behind the curtain of what's happening here. I didn't leave you out in the cold, Joe, did I?
I'm with you in spirit, Carver. I'm with you in spirit. You know
that.
You want me to take more
pictures? I took the van ride last night with our guy Vinny and with Cam Stewart. I was in the van with him last night. What a scene that was. Me and Cam in the back of the van on the way back to the hotel. Big Red.
Yeah.
We had ourselves a time. And then, yes, we did stop. We did happen to stay in the hotel lobby for a few minutes after we got off the van. Just a few minutes.
Why do I doubt that Cam went to bed early?
Oh, well, Cam actually, listen, he went to, you got to remember, went to bed early, but he was down there, George, from like, you know, 7 to 10:30. So think about how much damage Cam can do in 3 hours at a hotel bar. You know, he could do some damage there. So that's kind of how things went. Should we get back to betting on the Super Bowl? Do you guys want to do that? Do you want to bet on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The purple bet for the Gatorade isn't a bad shot.
Oh, I knew it. See,
I'll tell you what, because of Burrow. Burrow with Go Tigers, LSU.
I told you.
He wears the purple band.
I told you that we were going to have you in on the Gatorade prop.
I like it.
I said it was going to happen. And I got to tell you, the great people at FanDuel putting this up, tremendous job. This is available in New Jersey. I haven't looked yet if it's available in New York, but they do have the Gatorade color available here. Blue plus 200, orange plus 250, water plus 450, the classic Gatorade yellow, green, lime at plus 450, the red/pink, which is the fruit punch that George Kurtz loves,
right,
at 12-1, and the purple Go Tigers,
right,
at 14-1.
Right, without a doubt. Now, can I just
George,
say something quick?
Yes.
Can I just say something quick?
And
I want George's take on this. So purple is if you want a long shot because of Burrow. I believe Burrow, listen, Joe knows, right? Joe's not stupid. He knows if he wins, he knows it's a 14-1 shot, too. The people in Louisiana are going to bet the purple, right? So Joe knows he wants to make everybody happy. On the flip side, with the boy Wonder, he's a narcissist anyway, right? So you know if he wins, even though he wins, he's got to look good, right? He's like me. He's got to look good. Don't mess the hair. You know, if I win, there's no way Boy Wonder is going to allow a color to come over his shirt to ruin the look when he has to make the interview. So the two that I would bet are clear for the Boy Wonder, because you can't affect the hair and the white shirt that he's going to be wearing. And purple at 14-1 for Joe Burrow taking care of Go Tigers Nation.
You always got an angle, Joe. That's why I love you. You always got an angle.
You're trying to tell me that McVay has told his players, listen, if we win, don't hit me with Gatorade.
No, I think he told his players. I think he told the equipment guy. I think he's going to tell him, listen, he's a narcissist.
Joe, what do you mean?
No way in hell.
And at the end of the day, that's what he wants.
You're going to dump mud over me if I win a Super Bowl.
Well, that's first. George is absolutely right about that. He's not going to care what gets dumped on him. And number two, Joe, you think that he's going to go to all the equipment guys and say, make sure everything is all water. No Gatorade in this game.
Clear.
There's no Gatorade. The players won't like that, Joe. It's about keeping the players happy. They want a little bit of purple. They want a little purple tide rush over there on the sidelines, Joe. Come on.
Nah, I think if it's him, he's going to tell the equipment guy, listen, if we win, tell the guys I want this one. He's a narcissist, complete narcissist.
Joe, you're hot.
Survey
stuff,
says
you really are. You even got an angle. You even got an angle with the Gatorade, bro. I love it. There's even stats for this. What George? I saw this. It was like three of the last seven have been
blue, saw that too.
Or three of the last 12 have been orange. Like, they've got the stats down for everything here. It is amazing. That's why we love the Super Bowl. You can literally.
I've always been surprised that they don't do it more for the color of a team, right? Because the Rams are blue and yellow. Not that they go.
Right.
The Gatorade, we'd either go be blue or yellow. You know, I think the Bengals would go with red, fruit punch, because they're.
Well, as Joe would say, you need to have a color that pops, right, Joe? You got to have a color that pops.
You have to have a color that pops. Now, last year, remember with the Bucks? They were, I forget what the color of the Gatorade was, but everybody that bought into Tom Brady thought it was going to be. It was going to be red. It was red last year, wasn't it? I believe it was red.
I don't know. I bet on it, too, and I don't remember.
I know.
All I know is I lost. I don't remember what it was, but I know that I lost, Joe. That much I do remember, what color the Gatorade was last year.
I mean, we could be on Nickelodeon and make it slime.
Pull the clip up on YouTube, Joe.
I'm doing it right now. Gatorade Super Bowl. Gatorade bath Arians.
Somebody took the time to show the Gatorade probably of like the last 25 Super Bowls, Joe. You're going to have like a 26-minute clip right now that you're going to bring up on YouTube of guys getting Gatorade.
You're probably looking up on Wikipedia.
No, it was blue for Arians. It was blue.
Was it?
Yep.
Was it blue? And what did that? Blue was like plus 500 last year.
Yeah.
That was actually odd.
So that was the thing. Everybody was betting red or orange thinking of the Tampa Bay colors, and they came out with the blue. I'm telling you, there is a way that could be manipulated. I'm just saying.
A way? There's 1,000% a way. I mean, if you're the equipment manager for the Los Angeles Rams right now, and you got a buddy who lives in New York or New Jersey, wherever they're offering this prop, I mean, that's an easy text, right, Joe? That's a text on game day. Hey,
exactly.
Listen, I filled them all with red, baby. Load it up for us. Go the max.
By the way, I got it here, by the way.
Oh, what all do we
right,
got,
last we, go. We got blue was last year, orange, blue again, yellow, none. And for some reason in 17 there was none. They didn't give anything to Belichick.
Who won in 17? Belichick? Well,
you won. I think that was the.
Which game was that? Was that the Falcon game? Was that the 28-3 game?
No, that was the Ram game.
That was 19. No, 19 was the Rams game. 17
was 19
the Falcon
was
game,
was the miserable 13-3 game.
Right, so 17 was the Falcons.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're probably right. 17 was the Falcons. So they were in such stunned shock that they actually won that football game that nobody could pick up a Gatorade and dump.
Probably.
There was none in 13,
They were so busy laughing coming off the field. Can you believe that they let us win this football game down 28-3 that they couldn't control themselves? Nobody had even thought to go get the Gatorade in that game.
We haven't had clear since 08, by the way. No clear since
08. Oh, well, that's going to change this year because Lisi says that the Boy Wonder doesn't want to get any color on him. So this is the year that it changes.
Right.
This is great.
So those are the two, plus 450 and purple for the Tigers. Joe's not going to go with yellow.
He's definitely going
with purple.
Tigers.
There's no doubt that Burrow is going to tell the equipment guy, listen, after he chucks his sixth touchdown, in the game. He's going to go, listen.
And what about after he throws his sixth interception? What's going to happen then?
Come on. The boy wonder.
He's going to be drinking that purple with a lot of Johnny Walker.
When Joe Silk throws his fourth or fifth interception on Sunday, Joe, what's
going to happen? Joe Silk is going to dice your defense up. How about that?
My D. You feeling strong?
Well, I am. I'm taking on everybody that wants the Rams in this matchup. You're my enemy for the week. That's it.
Well,
that's it.
I guess me and you were on opposite sides, Joe. That's the way it goes. All right, Pro Football Full Circle. We are here in Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 150. And we will come back, Carver, Lisi, Kurtz, with you on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football Full Circle, coming at you right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here today. Mike Carver in Los Angeles for Super Bowl 56, the beautiful L.A. Convention Center, which is starting to hop now. I mean, it's starting to happen. Like, we get to Tuesday. By the time tomorrow rolls, I mean, this place is going to be just bananas. But it's still a little tame right now. Still a little tame here on a Tuesday morning. And Joe Lisi and George Kurtz are back at the mothership. Hanging out, and Joe's got George, it's amazing. Like, Joe's got a problem with I don't know what it is. I don't know why he's mad at me. I tried to tell him how great his breakdown of the Gatorade was and how I was with him and everything. And he's like, what do you mean? You didn't like it? Oh, yeah, Joe, I love it, baby. I love you, Joe. Come on. Come on, Joe.
Come on, Carver, I'm playing with you.
I know you.
You're on 3-hour time delay, and that's. I think you're a little off too. The delay's
no,
got
that's
you a little
not,
off.
That's too. Not. That's not fair, Joe. I always sound like this. You know that. I'm always. I'm always got this kind of level of intensity. You know that.
Can I say something that really made me smile? Is that the Sun Bowl Association represented the Super Bowl this week? And you know what better way to represent both teams, the LA Rams
you
and Cincinnati Bengals, than having Tony the Tiger jumping out and representing. Representing in El
you,
Paso.
Let
Texas.
Me just tell you, El Paso. George, there is nothing that Joe Lisi loves more than the Sun Bowl in El Paso. It is one of, when you talk about the five things in Joe Lisi's life, like the main things that drive this man on a yearly basis, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl in El Paso is at the top of the list for Joe Lisi, George. Can you believe it? He loves the game.
Well, you know, as long as Joe Lisi is happy, go Sun Bowl, go. You know, I'm actually doing a deep dive in this Gatorade shower stuff. Do you know the Gatorade shower bet?
Oh, we got George in on the Gatorade now. We got George in on the Gatorade. All right, I'm sorry, George. When did it start? What was the first time they did the Gatorade?
I don't know when it started, but it's actually blamed for the death of George Allen, a member of the
Pro Football. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. This is on Wikipedia, by the way. If you want to look it up, feel free. He was given a celebratory ice water shower after the Niners defeated the University of Nevada on November 17th in 90. I guess the temperature that night was in the 50s. He was drenched, and while giving the post-game interviews, I guess McVay may want to think about this, he got sick. And about 6 weeks later, he died of ventricular fibrillation. And many have blamed the god of the shower because of his death, although his son says it was due to a heart arrhythmia. So, hey, there you go. About the Gatorade shower. And by the way, Red has never won. He's not in this century. Red has never come up for those who want to bet Red for the Bengals this week. Orange is the most popular this century as far as Gatorade showers.
No. See, this is why you listen right here. This is it. I'm not kidding around here. This is honestly
positive vibes.
If you want to bet, we just gave you. You can't get better breakdown of the Gatorade prop at the Super Bowl than you just got from us three.
It might kill you.
Around. You can't. Listen, look at George. That's a great line, George. It might kill you. Oh, George, that's tremendous. I love it. I'm having too good of a time out here right now. I'm having too much fun. Let's get into it. We got to talk a little bit about this game, non-Gatorade division, because I'm getting a little overwhelmed, Joe. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm getting slightly overwhelmed. Like, the amount of – I feel like every morning we sit down – and we're going to do the show, and we obviously we're going to talk about props for this game. Like, every day I'm getting more overwhelmed because they're adding so much stuff on like an hourly basis that I just can't keep up with it anymore, Joe. Like, I'm at the point where I'm writing like notes down of which bets I have to go back and put in when I get back to New York on Saturday. Like, Joe, I'm getting overwhelmed with the amount of prop bets that there are for this game.
I know. You have to limit it, Carver. You got to keep it to where you have some fun ones. Obviously, the Gatorade one is a fun one. And some ones that are, you know, big value, 100 to 1. And then obviously key in on the ones that you think have a realistic shot of happening. And we talked about, obviously, right, the receivers in first segment, and George brought up a great point that Chase and Higgins has only had one game where their totals have exceeded 100-plus. So that's something to think about when breaking down this matchup.
It really is true. You've almost got to put them into – you got to divide them into categories and into price ranges, right, Joe? Like, I feel like you got to – like, all right, like you said, you got fun ones, but you're not, like, doing a whole unit on fun ones. You're doing half units or quarter units. Then you've got, what are my serious ones? Like, these are the ones that I'm trying to make the most money with and I feel the strongest about. And then there's, like, middle tiers. Like, George, do you kind of try to break it down that way, too? When you do you get overwhelmed by the amount of stuff that gets thrown at you trying to bet on this football game?
Well, this year's, you know, for those living in New York, it's crazy because I forget which one of you guys said it, and it could have been Scott Wetzel as well. He wants a count on how many props there are, and he thinks there may be over 1,000. He's probably right, but we've never had this many. You know, and I've always been wondering, it's the last football game of the season, so yeah, we're going to have some props. And generally, I'm in the 20s, somewhere in the 20s. And this year, I'm already in the high teens. And I'm going to blow 20 away because this is going to be more I'm going to bet by, you know, in 5 days. So I got to probably calm down a little bit. So I don't know if I'm tearing it, as you're putting it. I try not to have too many bets where, I try and do a series of what I call sixes, where I know I'm not going to win them, odds are, but I only need to win one of the six to get money. You understand what I'm saying? They're all weird. Like, we talk with Joe Lisi. They're weird bets that I don't expect to win. A block field goal, whatever it may be, a safety. They're all coming in incredible numbers, but I only need to hit one of them. So I don't consider them six separate bets. I really just consider them one bet in six parts that I'm hoping to hit one of.
And if you happen to hit two, then you're really cooking with gas.
Then I'm very happy.
Then you're really rolling. So, yeah, it's just the whole entire thing, just trying to get it all together. Like, I went this morning, and I was jumping on with Ben on the morning after on the TV side, and, of course, also here on Sports Grid Radio. And he brought up to me all these new featured match specials that FanDuel has here. And I'm like, my head's spinning. Like, there's just so much. And I feel like some of them, too, you got to be careful because some of them are like the same things we've already either talked about or bet on. They're just worded differently. Like, it just feels like sometimes they're the same bets just said in different places. Like, now a couple of these I know Joe's already in on. You know, Burrow and Stafford to combine for 550 passing yards and 5 touchdowns. That's plus 260. That's an automatic for Lisi. Like, Lisi's got that in already, right, Joe? Joe, you already got that in, right?
Yes, I'm in on that. I'm in on Burrow to score a touchdown. I'm in on the Bengals at 8-1. To win it all. So, let's do it. Now, I will say this, Carver. I changed a little bit. We talked about the kickoff yesterday, okay?
Now,
did you see how much the price changed on that?
Yeah, now, hang on. Let me just say something, okay?
Yeah.
Because now I'm dialing it back because I'm not stupid.
Oh, yesterday, what do you mean?
Wait, I'll tell you.
No.
Hang on. We talked about originally I was all in on the kickoff being returned for a touchdown, being returned, right, to get theatrics. It's L.A. George thought I was crazy. Then we looked into it more. Then all of a sudden our good friend at FanDuel, McAfee, comes out, and he's talking about, you know, the whole breakdown of the ball, and the line went from plus
115. Take it out of the box. They take the ball
right, the whole
the
thing,
box.
Right? Like, okay,
it's a
great
heavy
now.
Ball.
Now, it's FanDuel's like, thanks, Pat. You know, it's great. You know, thanks for that, right?
Went,
you know, Pat. Now,
it went from plus 160 to plus 115.
Right.
So now
you have the mother load come in on being returned for obviously a play. And I'm like, great, now everybody's on my side. Then what happens? After everybody buys into the bet and it goes from like plus 120 or 30 down to plus 102 on FanDuel, what happens? The NFL comes out and says they're significantly concerned
about the concussions on kickoffs. Yeah, okay. That was just put out. Like, all of a sudden, we haven't heard about it all year.
They can't do anything about that now. That's
now
future.
Watch. They put it right through. I'm with George now. And now they're going to put it right through.
Joe.
They're going to put it right through the uprights. Watch, unreturned.
Joe.
Watch, I'm telling you, they sucked in Joe Public. I talked about it first. McAfee comes in second. Then the books load up the money, and now the NFL
first?
Comes in there.
You
I talked about
it first.
You
were first.
I was first.
You were the first.
He came out on the 7th.
George.
I came out at the last week. I said it was going to be theatrics.
George, talk some sense into him, will you, George? Please talk some sense into him. He was all in on me. I want to put this bet. Now he's off the ship. He's jumped off. George, talk some sense.
Now when the NFL puts that out, now it's like now here they're concerned. All of a sudden, last game of the year, they're concerned.
But they can't do anything about that for this game. That's going forward, Joe. That's rules committee stuff.
They're gonna pump up the ball. They're gonna put jetpacks on the ball.
When they're sitting at the buffet in Miami in May, they're going to deal with that, Joe. They're not going to deal with that in this week's game.
Watch, Goodell's going to touch his nose. He's going to give the signal. Watch. McPherson,
Joe.
He's going to touch his nose. Watch. McPherson.
Well, look.
Bing!
Well, here's the one thing we're not – forget about this nonsense that you're bringing up. I don't want to hear about it, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm going with the McAfee theory. The ball is coming out of the box. It's a heavy ball. It's not going to go very far. But I think we do have to remember, if the Bengals are kicking off, I mean, that kid's got a blast. I mean, that kid McPherson, I'm banking on Gay kicking off because he stinks. See, I need Matt Gay to kick the ball. He's awful. And that's why we're betting him to miss field goals and miss extra points. We're going after him. We're going after the Ram kicker in a big way. But, George, they're not going to deal with the safety thing until the offseason. They're not going to deal with that for this game. They don't got time to do that.
Well, there's not much they can do anyway. I don't think they're going to screw with the ball. That would be wow. But I do wonder.
This isn't
guy.
Major League Baseball, right, George? This isn't MLB. They're the only ones who screw with the ball in season.
They do have a blast with that, don't they? Live ball, dead ball, whatever ball it is. But I do wonder this, guys. I think this may be the last year or it's coming of kickoffs. I think eventually you're starting from a 25. That's it. No more kickoffs. No
it's
more
going
returns.
Away. Joe don't want to hear it either. Right. Joe don't want to hear that. Joe.
I don't want to hear it either. I think it's terrible.
But
it's a waste of time anyway. Let me tell you one thing. If I was the coach of a team, and Joe Lisi's my returner, Joe, you're never returning a kick. Why? Because not only are you probably not returning because it's going out of the end zone, but then it might be a penalty. Then I start my 10-yard line anyway. Sorry, kickoffs are going away.
Joe's blocking anyway, George. Joe's not back there to receive. Joe's one of the wedge guys.
The ball carver? Yes, I'm one of the wedge guys. Right. Chuck Cecil. Bill Bates back in the day. Give me one of those. Right? Blood all over the forget it. Tape me up, coach. I'm in. Right? Here's the thing. That ball for the opening kickoff might come out of the box, but it's going to be filled with helium. That's the problem. Okay? That ball is going straight through the uprights now, I'm telling you.
I can't, man. I can't, Joe. I can't with you. Are you putting George and putting helium in the ball?
Matt Gay, touchback percentage, 2/3 of the time. Just to let you know.
That's got to be low for the league, though, George. Like, a lot of – in league average, where does he rank? I can't believe we're actually doing this. But in league average
– it's important. This is important stuff here.
But I'm saying for – you said it's 2/3 of the time, but I bet on league average he's probably near the bottom of the pile. Because most of these guys, they're machines. They just put it through the end zone over and over and over again.
Last year he was 80%.
So it's gone down.
So something's wrong.
I think he's got to be hurt. And he's yanking field goal. I mean, he had that one field goal. Which game was that? In the Tampa game where he didn't even make
47
it?
Like, yarder.
But Joe, he didn't even make it to the post. Like, he was short on a 47 yarder.
I know.
He's got no leg.
If this game comes down to an LA field goal, they're in trouble.
We are going after the Ram kicker. We're going after him. Missed field goals, missed extra points, not putting the ball through the end zone. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver in L.A., Lisi and Kurtz at home, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Keep rolling after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
we're back. Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. It is great to have you with us. Mike Carver in Los Angeles, City of Angels, home of Super Bowl 56. We have George Kurtz and Joe Lisi back at the mothership as we are hanging out, having some laughs and placing some bets on Super Bowl 56. I'm not until I get home on Saturday. Of course, California is another one of these dopey states that doesn't let you bet on sports. It's just, you know, please, enough with this garbage already. New York, I got so spoiled, guys, because, like, with New York getting turned on at the beginning of January, I've spent the last 3.5 weeks, like, constantly being able to bet on whatever I wanted at any time of the day. And now I come out here to California and do the show, and we're talking about these props. I got to wait till Saturday to put them in. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I'm dying here, Joe. I'm dying.
Carver, I know. The wait will be worth it, though. That's all I can tell you. The wait will be worth it.
The wait will be worth it.
Once you're locked in and you have all your bets, you're going to be excited. This is the last game of the year. No more football until USFL time. And don't worry, we'll get locked and loaded for that. All right?
When are they?
Jeff Fisher and the crew. But
when are they kicking that?
April, baby. April. We got Philadelphia April, Stars, huh? We got it all.
Wow.
I just want to see Sean McVay look like he lost his dog. That's what I want to see. I want to see him like where he ate bad eel. All right?
Really?
I want Joe Burrow to make McVay and his girlfriend look like they ate bad eel for dinner. All right?
Is there good eel?
Oh, Joe. Bad eel, man. You don't want to have that. You can't have bad eel.
Okay.
Yep. That'll hurt you. I know how big of a seafood guy you are, Joe. So you cannot have that going on. All right, Pro Football Full Circle. We are right here with you from Los Angeles, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Carver, Lisi, Kurtz, hour number two. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. We'll go through more of the match specials on FanDuel. Back after this on the grid.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.